We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and I'm chatting here today with Greg Riott and Dustin Newman here from Pottawatomie County. Greg, again, the chair of the Pottawatomie County Commission, and Dustin is the acting road and bridge director. I thought I might just ask a little bit here. Report yesterday from the health department that sounds like vaccines are starting to roll out here. I know that it's maybe slower than most would like, and that's not just Pottawatomie County, it's everywhere. The rollout's been a little slow, but I think it's encouraging. Her report yesterday, Greg, it sounded like they are getting people scheduled, and vaccines will be starting to get into the arms of folks here very soon.
Literally. They are, they're doing a good job. They're trying to get stuff out. They are, you know, again, they're only getting in so many. And I think that's the toughest part is, you know, those guys want to make things better. And they want to see everybody well. And you have to have the vaccine. But they are really working hard. I think they're doing a super good job. And I just hope they get, you know, continue to get more vaccines and get everybody vaccinated.
As far as staffing is concerned with the health department, are they okay right now? Or could they use more folks up there to help them out?
You know, that'd probably be a little bit more of a question for the director, but we've certainly been in communication with her, Leslie Campbell, and you know, I think all of the commission is committed to giving her the staff that she needs to make sure that we get through this time. But like I said, she's pretty good about staying in touch with us and letting us know what we can do. And so that's something I think that's always an option if needed.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously COVID's played a big role in everything that government budgets have to account for here. As far as the federal aid that's come into the county, how well has that gone? Are you guys getting the money spent that you need to get spent and allocating it where it needs to go?
Yeah, that had a deadline on it, and a lot of that was distributed. Chad Kinsley, our financial administrator, and his staff were very, you know, again, worked hard on that. They come up with a program. I believe we had an individual out of Wichita that helped us kind of oversee that. And
I think we got disconnected here. We got disconnected here, Dave, from our guest here. So we'll try to see if we can't get connected. I don't have a phone number. Hopefully they can hear us and can call back in. But
I was on the phone with another caller who was getting set to ask a question. Then I heard a click, and both were gone.
Okay. Well,
so our lights are still a little lit. And the caller was also indicating that our 93.7 FM signal was down. So we may have some phone issues in around that area. So hopefully we'll be able to – do you have – phone numbers where you can text those guys? Okay.
Sure,
well, we'll see what we can work out on that. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And see if we can't resurrect some of what we lost here with our calls here from folks from Pottawatomie County. So we'll do that and see what we can fix here in the next few minutes, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm going to work on that. You work on Plan B. Good luck with that.